Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Law enforcement, community members, and leaders from around the state are rallying around the people of Santaquin after one of their police officers was hit and killed by a semi-truck on I-15 yesterday.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Utah County and begins our coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Amanda, this happened just around 6:30 yesterday morning on northbound I-15. Police say the Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck, which they say took off, turned around the wrong way, and ran down both of their vehicles, including the officer who died on the scene. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson says they've received support from around the state and will continue to rally around each other in their city.
This loss is one of those difficult times that we will struggle with for some time, and we will do our best supporting each other, loving one another, and loving those men in blue that serve us every day.
Olson says he's gotten calls from people all over the country offering their condolences. Utah Governor Spencer Cox and other leaders have offered their support, and other local law enforcement agencies are also pledging to help cover patrols as needed for the next couple of days or so. Live in Utah County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The death of that Santaquin officer has shaken the entire police community around the state. We spoke with Chris Bertram, who is a retired Unified Deputy Chief.
When these days come along, these are ones that you remember, and they hit you hard. And I've been retired 9 years, and these days hit me hard.
Bertram says his heart goes out to the Santaquin Police Department, and he knows the officer's family is going to need support for years to come.
Shantae Johnson knows too well the pain the Santaquin officer's family is feeling. She is the widow of Draper Sergeant Derek Johnson, who was killed in 2013.
They're just feeling the ultimate loss, and I just know that it's going to be hard for her, and we can just be here for as a beacon of hope now.
She met with the fallen officer's family and says they are in shock, and the Fraternal Order of Police will be there for the long run to support them.
Stay with KSL for continuing coverage throughout the day here. Another major story this morning is the weather, with rain and snow impacting all of the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a look at what's come down so far and how much more we could get. Peter?
Tim, when I got up this morning at about 3 a.m., I saw an unplowed and untouched Davis County road covered in snow. And I wasn't alone either. I can see on the KSL Weather Center's radar that a big blue snow zone has stayed hovering over the Wasatch Front all night.
Alta's got 9 inches from this snow. Olympus Cove up on the bench there, 8 inches. East Mill Creek with 4. Suncrest on top of South Mountain, 4 inches of snow.
That's KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson. He says rain and snow showers are sticking around through the morning and picking up again for tomorrow's commute. Get ready to beat the snow this weekend, though, when we could feel 70 degrees. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We do have some power outages this morning impacting around 1,700 Rocky Mountain Power customers, mostly in Davis and Weber counties. The power company hopes to have all the lights on before 1 p.m.
A small earthquake shook a part of northern Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, this went down yesterday, 16 miles southwest of Tree Mountain, to be precise. The University of Utah seismograph station measured it as a 4.4 magnitude quake. The epicenter was far enough away that there's no reported damage, but some residents did feel the shaking. Now, what's interesting is that Tree Mountain experienced a smaller 3.9 magnitude quake the previous day. Again, there's no reported damages or injuries. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The Box Elder County's office. That'd be police office, is asking the public for help locating a pair of missing twins. Police say Bell and Braden Fernelius both disappeared last month, but on different days. A photo is available on our website, ksonewsradio.com. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Brigham City Police Department.
Already have some slow spots out there. First look traffic. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, right now slowdowns on I-15 are still because of a right lane block right as you come up towards the Bangor Highway exit, where the exit ramp is blocked by a crash. So there's a little bit of delay, Bluffdale to Draper. It's really slow on I-80 through Parley's Canyon because of snowy conditions along Highway 89 between Farmington and South Weber. We've got a lot of wait time as well on very slick conditions. So the higher up you go, the worse the snow gets. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories now. Israeli military officials are urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of Rafah ahead of a planned ground offensive. More from ABC's M. Nguyen.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has vowed to enter Rafah to flush out Hamas fighters, defying international pressure, including from the U.S. All of this as hopes for a ceasefire and hostage deal fade.
More than a million civilians went to Rafah for shelter as the war escalated.
Intermountain Health is trying to change the way you think about hospital food.
Intermountain now has a chef overseeing room service quality food at its hospitals.
At Intermountain, this is not institutional hospital food. So at Intermountain Hospitals, we have professional chefs, and we treat hospital patients like they're hotel guests and serve high quality food as medicine.
They're putting the emphasis on local fresh ingredients and meals made from scratch. Chef Alex Govern says they have an extensive menu they rotate periodically, and it's easily customizable for people's dietary restrictions. He and his team of chefs serve about 32,000 meals a day to patients, their visitors, and caregivers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The Laundry Project held a free laundry event in West Valley City recently. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Jason Sowell, project president, believes clean laundry is a basic need after food and shelter. He says families were pleasantly surprised when they stumbled across the event. At first, they thought there was a catch.
Once they're kind of past that, there's a lot of thankfulness, there's a lot of emotion, because for a lot of those families, it really is a financial burden that they're carrying.
Utah became the 20th state to host the Laundry Project, which has washed almost 286,000 loads of laundry across the nation in the past 15 years. He is planning the next Utah event for later this summer, but he encourages others to host a similar event, and they will be happy to coach them through the process. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Been going on for 15 years.
Wow.
I'd never heard of it.
Me neither.
My wife would tell you back when the kids were younger, she'd do that many loads a week at our house.
So you show up and it's free on a certain day?
Sounds
is that what
like it? Yeah. Great stuff.